Okay, tell me. You said you would get food from certain stores?
Yes.
What certain stores? What were they, Italian, Greek, Macedonian?
What were they? There was a...
Jewish
stores and English stores, German stores. I told you the meat we're buying is the Germans.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, it was an English grocery there. It was close to Niagara. And we used to go get it from there, you know. You know, beans, things like that, small things, ham, cooked ham, 18 cents a pound at that time. That was the dearest thing we have here in this country. Ham.
Ham.
Pork, you know, ham,
cooked.
18 cents. Everything is. You go give them a quarter, they'll give you 25 pound meat for a quarter. Was it cheap?
Tell me. What about, for instance, olive oil? Would you eat olive oil when you first came? You eat olive oil back home, no?
Oh, definite.
And
yes.
Cheese?
No, we didn't have any olive oil yet.
We didn't go
We
in.
Didn't bought any, no. I didn't see any. I mean...
But then you moved up from Niagara Street, you went to Brittany and St. Clair.
Yeah.
Near the Packers.
Yes, right. That's right.
And the same thing there.
Yeah.
Same, different stores.
I didn't finish my factory business. Did you want me to finish up that?
Oh, yes.
So
now we've moved away from Niagara Street.
Yeah.
And we're up there, we're making $14
I make
a week.
$14. Then I go and make $18.
Oh, same with guns.
Oh, yes. Then I come
and now you speak
English. A few years ago, pass. Then when the overseas, the army is finished.
What, the war?
The war is finished.
In 1918.
Well, the guns factory, the old man guns, the owner, the old man, the father.
He was English?
I don't know. He had to be English. Guns. He had the name Guns.
Hmm.
Now, guns, they make the guns, eh?
Yeah.
But that was the name of Guns, the factory.
Yeah.
But they didn't make guns, they make
killings,
packages. And the son, yeah, the son, general. General, an army. General Guns.
Mm-hmm.
When he come from overseas, all the factories, packing houses, there was all Germans, the best jobs, all bosses Germans. Killing floor, cutting room, the casing department, delivery, all the good, the big jobs Germans.
Mm-hmm.
So General Guns come. That's the son, but he's a general, eh? He says, all the Germans got to be out of my factory. That's the son of the father. He said, why? He says, all my Canadian boys, he says, they kill, he says, they killing by the Germans, he says, and we're going to, and the Germans got all our good jobs, he says, and the big money from us. This the way. And Guns, the old man, he says, son, he says, they know their business. He said, they know their business, I don't care, he says. Every German got to get out. So they kicked him out. But the old man was a smart. He took them with the diplomatic, you know, the nice way. He says, sir, I want you each, they had meetings, you know, each one of you, he says, I want you to pick one of the best men in the shop who can do the job yours temporary. That in order.
Yeah.
Right? And he says, my son, he says, generally, he says he's hot because he's seen the war, the boys have been killed. But later on, he says, he'll cool off. This is the word, he'll cool off. Then he says, I'll call you back to the Germans. So, this boss, Mike, he says, now we're 55 people on this shop that where I am.